I've never been on TikTok. I don't plan on being on TikTok. Mm, I don't like the name TikTok.
Yeah. You hate just, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. So I'm just
wait, like, no, that's not wrong, your guy. Wrong.
Yeah. No. South Korea.
Yeah. That's North Korea. Yeah,
they don't have phones.
Yeah.
They're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's an idea. There's an idea. He got it right.
No choice.
Say what you want.
He's smoking this suppression over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Y'all better look more into that.
No worry at all.
Welcome.
Hey.
Good morning.
What's
good
up?
Good afternoon and good evening, depending on where you are in the world.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory.
And we're back, Rory. Feels like we haven't seen you guys in a few days.
What about the people that live in like Russia where the sun never goes down?
Is that how that works?
Is it always good morning?
Well, who told you the sun never goes down in Russia?
Well, one of those places. The sun never goes down.
It's actually very dark in Russia.
It's like in Antarctica. There's a, I think there's a spot in the...
Or like North Alaska, somewhere
where the sun technically never sets. There was a funny meme going on about what do people that celebrate Ramadan do in this very small part of the on the globe.
I don't think there's many Muslims in that.
But say there was one.
I mean, yeah, you never know.
You just get blackout curtains. Stay home.
I mean, that works.
Right?
Stay yeah, home. Change your own
stay
life.
Home.
How are you doing with your fasting? I have a lot of I'm friends good, that are man. That are fasting and... I've seen some temperature checks. Some people are very irritable. Some people are at peace.
Nah, I mean,
some people have given up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I've juiced. I juiced a couple weeks ago, so This is not too difficult for me. This is actually pretty easy, and it's necessary. I think that a lot of people should try fasting from certain things. Maybe not, you know, necessarily eating during certain hours, but like to remove certain things out of your lifestyle and out of your day to day for some time.
I have a friend that's fasting for the first time. This is his first Ramadan. And on day three, he called me and said, every girl I've ever met has been texting me with their pussy wide open. Do they know that I'm converting?
Oh, then they probably don't know that.
Or is that just Allah sending temptation? He said, every girl, people have hit me in years. Now it's just sending their whole asshole to me.
No, the devil is busy. The devil never takes a day off. So that's just the devil. That's Satan. Mm-hmm.
I know that's
finding
right.
his way to your phone. You know what I mean? You got to kind of look around that and, you know, don't even respond to that.
Well, I didn't see the pictures, but I assume they weren't really like devilish. I think they were just beautiful vaginas.
Oh, no, that's the devil. That's the devil's
vaginas?
Pit. Yeah, that's the devil's pit.
Wow. Any women tempting you?
There's some. There's been some temptations out there in my phone. You know, I like that. I welcome that though.
Yeah.
Just I like to look the devil in his eyes and wink. You know what I mean?
Who would you break?
When it wink at you?
Yeah, I love when they make it wink.
Who would you break fasting for?
Who would I break fasting for?
Yeah, what's
which,
her name?
Which devil?
Which devil would I break? I don't want to call her a devil.
Okay.
A woman.
Woman.
A harlot.
India Love. Oh, yeah. I'm throwing the Quran out the window for India Love.
Because her last name is Love?
Or? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Come on. Her last name is Love. You got it. Come on. How could you not?
That's lead right. with love, yeah.
Exactly. Mm.
You're picking India Love over Allah?
Any day of the week. Any day of the week. Any day. Twice on Sunday.
Twice on
yo,
Sunday.
Woo!
What if she, I mean, her by her name, one could assume maybe there is some Ramadan connection there. What if she's also participating and you guys could like Rama bond?
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah,
that's even better.
And just wait.
I hope she's Muslim.
With your fasting, can you fuck after sunset, or are you doing the whole time? No, temptation.
No.
That's for 40 days.
Yeah, for a month. Yep.
Cool.
Till April 20th, 21st, I think.
Nice.
Ooh, the Aries season, you gotta avoid all the Aries.
How do you do it during the Aries season?
That's easy. I have no idea how I'm doing it.
They should just move that's Ramadan.
Like, yeah, that's like
when's Libra season?
When I found out that Ramadan was during Aries season, I said, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this.
Yeah, I'm Catholic
like,
again.
Yeah, that's like the toughest. Yeah,
Allah
should have
saw
thing.
That coming.
Yeah, Allah should have moved some things around for the Aries. Like you
he
know,
is an Aries. I thought everyone was an Aries.
I think Allah is
big Aries energy.
But happy birthday, baby D.
Hey,
happy birthday to our lovely baby D, Damaris. You are 29?
Damn you old.
What you mean? That's a blessing. 29 is a great number.
You're a twunk.
What is it with women in age?
Well, you know, women feel like when they reach a certain age, you know, women's clock and men's clock, like we don't even look at our clock.
No.
No, yeah.
Women look at their
no
clock. Whenever a woman looks in the mirror, she's looking at her
Mr.
clock.
No watch.
I'm blind.
She's looking to see if a gray popped up.
Yeah.
She's looking to see if the under the eyes are sagging yet. She's looking, you know, women just are very, very vain and anal, and they just, you know, they pay attention to themselves, like, to the T.
Your crow's feet aren't bad.
We just kind of take it day by day.
That's literally not why, that's not the clock that we
care about. Freeze your eggs,
though. Do your fucking thing.
Yeah, that is the clock. Y'all,
not everybody has the resources to freeze their eggs, Rory.
I'm talking to you.
There's a freezer right over there.
There's a beer.
Yeah.
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, it's actually over there.
There's two freezers, actually.
There you go.
Okay, I'll just put my eggs in there next to Baisley's food.
Well, there's also the wine cooler one where, like, you're not sure if you want them frozen.
Oh, you can
maybe let them thaw for a second.
Yeah.
Or run them under hot water.
Yeah.
Leave them on the counter for the whole day.
Damaris, I started with happy birthday. I just want to let you know that I led with love. I led with appreciation. We appreciate you. We love you.
Thank you.
You know, you look like you had a great time in L.A.
Yeah,
he was giving the gram a lot of that work.
Yeah,
I seen
gram definitely. Got
I seen the Aries waist. What is it? The waist chain?
It was a thong, but you know,
that was a thong. The A went in your ass. I know that A wasn't in your ass.
That's why some of the letters were missing.
ate up that E, didn't it? I didn't even see the other E.
Turn your ass crack green when you went in the shower.
Damaris, where that E was sitting at? Because it was an E missing in Aries, and I ain't know where it was. I thought it fell off.
Now you walked around with that thong.
You know, of course she did.
You had to put some gold on after.
I did not walk around with the thong.
What did you do? Where'd you go? Where'd you have dinner?
I had dinner at the Nice Guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
How was it?
It was good. The food was amazing. Some guys sent us some drinks over.
I'm glad you had a good time this time
because when Rory and I took you to Nice Guy before, you spent most of your time.
You took me to Delilah's.
Same thing. But you spent most of your time at the bathroom on the phone. So hopefully this time you spent time with your
friends. I was not on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Why what?
Why what?
It's very dark and sad.
It was two birthdays ago.
Yeah.
It was last year, for sure.
Well, that was 28-year-old Damaris. We're talking about 29-year-old.
Whole
different person. Reintroduce yourself to her.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was still depressed this year, too.
Man.
But it's fine.
I was still depressed this year.
But I saved it for after Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, no.
That's fine. Damaris, I don't want to put too much of your business out there, but, you know, I was...
Well, it's out there.
Yeah, I put it.
You know, I was just scrolling away on Instagram, as one does over the weekend.
Yeah.
In a particular hotel... I know the curtains really well. Mm-hmm. I've stayed there long enough. I can spot those curtains at any time. I can spot any view from every angle.
I know that sofa.
I know the thread count of those sheets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was odd that I saw you post from that hotel, which I knew you were staying there, so that wasn't weird.
Interesting, yeah.
But then a mutual friend, a young lady, who's been around for, I'd say, about a year around the crew.
We saw her in L.A.
Yeah.
Happened to be the next story over. With the same exact curtains.
Oh,
it's a popular hotel.
Well, you know, Rory, every hotel room has the same curtain, so we can't be sure if it was the same room.
Well, it was also the same window with the same view. Oh. And I don't know if it's a coincidence.
Same architect.
But it's weird because
because
she lives in LA, so I wouldn't think she would be staying in a hotel. So I don't know if there was a coincidence.
You know, girls do a little staycation thing.
Girls love a good staycation.
She ran out of gas.
So I put this in the group chat of the side by side with the curtains, and the young lady appeared to be laying on the couch with no blanket, no nothing.
Damn,
and Maul pointed out that she had to use a hoodie as a pillow, which I found fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's good to see women do that too. So not the only guys don't give their friends like a blanket or a sheet when they spend a night.
Like, figure it out.
Yeah, like, figure it out. I didn't know that women do the same thing. So that was good to see that Baby D was on brand because she's in a room full of guys. So she took some of our tendencies. And
I told her that she could get in the bed. She just had to take her outside clothes off.
Oh, that's an OG move. OG move.
I love that line. You take your outside clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Why she ain't have no inside clothes?
Hypothetically, if she was to have stayed with me, I would have told her that she could
sleep. She did stay with you.
Okay.
Listen. Mark Zuckerberg has it filed for life. It's there. I saw it. She was on the couch. It's fine. We can just admit she was there. Which I find very interesting because you're the second person on this team that has done this to this young lady. And I just thought it was maybe a weird coincidence.
She likes the hotel. They have good amenities. They keep gummy bears stocked.
Expensive ones at
that. Not that many pillows.
So when you were setting the vibe,
$60 for a fucking fifth of Casamigos.
Yeah, you should just go downstairs.
Yeah, why don't you just go to the liquor store?
There's a bodega across the street.
Yeah.
A bodega. It is a bodega.
There's literally no bodegas. It's the closest thing they have.
It's a pink dot.
Yeah. With the worst Kobe mural of all time.
OD. Oh my God.
That mural's embarrassing.
All right. So when you were setting the birthday mood and he was like, yo, you could stay in the bed, but you got to.
Rory wants to know if y'all.
Lit-ups?
Oh.
I did not have sex with that young one.
I didn't care about that. I just wanted to know Damaris' swag.
That's Rory's way of asking, like, did y'all hook up?
No, I already asked her on the side.
No, but you want to ask on the platform.
Would you be big spoon?
On the platform?
Would I be big spoon?
Yeah.
I'm always big spoon with a woman.
You look like big spoon.
I love the fact that you said...
You just big. You keep it up.
You just big. You just big is hilarious.
There's no utensil.
He said, like, fuck the bit. Yeah, you're just big.
Damaris said, no, you just big. It ain't no utensil. It ain't no cuddling involved. You just big out here.
Pissing me off.
Yeah.
Damaris, when she got into the bed with no outside clothes on, did you use the, hey, the bra is getting in the way during the massage technique?
Rory.
Yo, I could give you a massage with this bra strap you getting in the way, you know. Probably easier if you take it off. But like, no creep shit. Only if you down.
No creep shit. No creep shit. Only if you down. Like, I'm only down if you down.
We had a great time.
Mm-hmm. I know you did.
I'm sure you did.
I know Baby D had a
good time. A happy birthday. Thank you guys so much for the love. Thank you, fans, for the love. The fans saw that
fans.
I was...
Fans.
Big fans.
Big fans.
Listeners and supporters.
Only fans.
A lot of them
And the only fans now.
A lot of them saw that I was having a hard time, and they sent me so many kind words.
Where were you having a hard time?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
When you were out there in LA enjoying yourself, were you fielding people with their depression and like suicidal thoughts in your DMs?
Oh, yeah. I heard.
You weren't a nice guy. You weren't a nice guy. It's like, yo, I got you. I'm here for you.
Like,
She definitely wasn't responding to no DMs.
Yo, I'll be back in 72.
Right.
I'll respond back. No, this is a new thing in the DMs now. What is it? Quiet mode?
Yeah, you can do
quiet mode.
No, it's called quiet mode. It's a new mode.
It's like D&D.
Yeah, it's like they don't even reach
notifications on their DMs like that?
I don't know. I don't have
any notifications on my phone.
So when your birthday cake was coming with the candles, you were like, think about your family. Like, you were
Think about your family.
Blowing out the candles afterwards.
My birthday wishes for you.
My birthday is your birthday.
Oh, we shouldn't joke about that stuff. I'm glad you're helping people out in the DMs. But did you do anything else in LA? You hit me for Sean's number. Did you guys hit the club?
No, we went to go to some Afro Beats party. But like, we got there and like the kind of vibe we were just on, we say, yo, fuck it. Let's just go back to the room. So
she don't even know that we
what
go
kind of
back
vibe was
Damaris,
they are so childish.
they are so childish.
They are.
We
so-
went back to the room and I was with a bunch of Southern girls. So we just played Southern music all night. We chicken headed, walked it out, pop locked and dropped it, jumped up and down.
Texas.
All right.
I'm letting him slide right now. But jumped up and down on the bed. Like, we had a
good
time.
How many you pack in there? How
that
many
sounds
in the
fun.
Room?
Yeah,
how many did you room? Pack in there?
You're fucking sick.
Yeah. Couldn't do that in London. I tried. The Mondrian let you do it, though.
Yeah, Mondrian let you get your shit off.
My two friends were in the bed with me, and the other young lady slept on the couch again.
Big friend of the show.
Nice. That's fire. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
Hopefully this year is a better year for you mentally,
you.
Physically, spiritually.
I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
You look great. I didn't know that Aries, I thought that was just a waist chain. I didn't know that the E was in the ass. I didn't know that. But now that you explain that to me, I'm glad. You look great.
S-Z-N was in there.
She looked great. She killed that.
That's great. Do you have any goals for the year?
Yeah, what are your goals?
Yeah,
changes you want to make?
Things you want to see? I want to be happy. Those are my only goals. I just want to be happy.
When's the last time you were happy?
Ciao.
I mean that sincerely. I'm not like...
I don't know. I think Chicken Selects were on McDonald's menu. Like, it was
Chicken Selects is hilarious.
It was a simpler time.
It's a much simpler time. But I have realized over the years that you could have everything that you want in the world, but if you are not okay inside, then it doesn't mean anything.
Peace of mind.
Yeah. So I want peace of mind. I'm going to start going back to the gym again, meal prepping again, just writing again, like really getting back into myself and not stop focusing so much on outside shit.
Well, that's good. It's good to hear that.
Good birthday reflection.
Well, happy birthday again. We love you. We appreciate you.
I appreciate
that. Top three birthday texts you got that made your face go like, why you hit me up?
I actually did not get any.
Good.
That's gross. Good. That's good going into your 30s.
I started the year off great.
There you go.
Not one ex hit me up.
That's great. See, that's the type of... See, remove all of that. Yeah. That's what you got to do. Remove those things. Move forward.
I think there should be a rule. And I was talking to someone over the weekend about this. Through birthday text messages, you know, you get like 80 of them shits, and then you look up and see the last time this person texted you was the last birthday. I think before you send a birthday text, if the last text you sent was a birthday text last year, you should just get rid of my number and not hit me.
That's not true.
Not in a bad way, but like, don't, come on. Why are you wishing
me happy
birthday?
The once a year
text? This is annoying. At this point, it's a nuisance.
I mean, I understand.
Now you're giving me anxiety with the number that's on my text right now.
Yeah, I understand that. But you know, Listen, man, everybody in life is going through something. Everybody has their own life, their families, their schedules. But I think that if you genuinely care about somebody and, you know, if the last time you text them just happened to be their birthday, I think you send that text anyway. And then you have a conversation like, yo, listen, the last time we text, it was a birthday. That's whack this year. We need to like speak more, communicate more, just check in on you, check in on me, whatever, whatever. Like that's, then you further that conversation.
Well, I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy in that sense. I'm saying for that person's life as well, you don't need to take time out of your day. Mm-hmm. I will not take it personal. We do not talk. Don't feel the pressure that you need to reach out to me on my birthday.
That's not pressure, but I think that one time if y'all really had a cool, like a close relationship and y'all were cool, or even if y'all dated, I think that you should send a birthday text.
For sure.
I think so. I think that's
if you dated. Oh, now you're going. Now you're getting scary waters.
No, why? I mean,
it depends on how it ended.
If it ended on some nasty, you know, then that's different. But if it ended like, yo, you know, amicably, we cool. You know, we don't speak as much, obviously, as often as we did at one time. But we don't hate each other. Like, there's no bad blood. Then yeah, go ahead and send that birthday text. Just give somebody well wishes and a happy new year to them.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a miserable fuck. Who knows?
Well, you are. We know
that. Yeah, I mean, duh. But
I'll take that over the happy Thanksgiving text.
Oh, yeah, please. Don't
yeah, those
birthday
are
annoying.
The holiday ones are annoying.
They're annoying.
Because then, especially when you're home, you're with your family, you don't want to be like on your phone fielding people you don't really care about. I'd rather just be with my parents. Like, stop.
Yeah.
I'd rather everything just be like in one collective place. So like the text messages annoyed me. Like if you're going to give me the shout out on Instagram, like Julian didn't text me. He just shouted me out on Instagram. Everything was in like one place. Like don't text me. I just got back to my text today. Mm-hmm. Like Instagram, like I can do, but the text, fucking text.
Remember when your Facebook wall used to go crazy? Take 4 days to get back to your content.
Is Facebook still popping?
You know what's funny? Yeah. I found out this
with QAnon
morning,
and my parents.
Oh, I got to check it out.
I found out this morning that our Facebook, like the R&M, is connected to my personal account. So every post I make on Instagram has been going up on my personal feed.
That's so funny.
And oh, nice.
Just looked at it and like there was just a photo of the birthday post for Damaris was just at the top of my wall. I was like, what is this doing here? And then I scrolled down and it was just like hundreds of all the artwork posts, all the everything I've ever posted.
How did that make you feel?
Did your parents wish me happy birthday? Under the post?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did your aunt be like, is that your girlfriend, sweetie? She wouldn't think that because she's not white.
She would never think that. It's not a chance.
It was just a joke because that would never happen.
You don't have to tell me.
It would never happen.
It would never happen. We would never date a black woman with red hair. It would never happen.
Well, while Damaris was gone in LA, we went go-karting with some of your friends.
Yeah, Damaris, you missed a fun week.
Yeah, we went out. The game went out. We had a night out on a day out.
Yeah, a matinee.
Yeah, we had caught a little matinee. We went out. We went go-kart racing. We had a good time.
That's fun. It looked like you guys had so much fun. You guys always look like you have the most fun when I'm not there.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it, but, you know.
Maul's a fucking cheater, bro.
Why?
He played dirty, man. You'll see it in the footage.
I
was dropping shit. He was clipping the side of my go-kart.
I didn't drop anything.
You bought Wait. You bought Brent Bananas to throw at him.
That was racist.
But I knew that would have like...
That was racist.
That would have looked crazy. Yeah.
But that was
I feel like
knew.
Woke Twitter didn't play Mario Kart. So I was like, let me... You know what? Maybe Maul should take the bananas.
You knew we were playing a game. You didn't know there was go-kart. You just bought bananas to throw at him.
Those bananas came in handy, as a matter of fact, too.
For your potassium?
Yeah, man. I needed... after we got... Listen.
Maul was throwing GoPros at me. He was throwing Fiji bottles.
I didn't throw. That wasn't me. That was Larry. Larry had a Fiji bottle, I guess, in his pocket or in his hoodie pocket and fell out.
Y'all were in cahoots.
No, my GoPro fell off the car. I was mad because I was like, damn, I wanted it to get the action of me driving.
Did you guys break them there?
Oh, yeah,
that one was shattered. Gone. Yeah. Done.
You'll see.
It's all on film.
It actually got caught under Larry's car.
We went go-karting with Larry June and Alchemist.
Yes.
Shout out to Alchemist. Shout out to Larry June.
Footage.
Great escape this Friday. But yeah, we had fun, man. That was really fun. That was really cool. And that go-kart racing was a lot more... It took a toll on us.
She was physical, bro. I was exhausted afterwards.
My forearms. I have a crazy bruise on my leg from... Al had hit me from the side. He had like T-boned me.
Yo, he wrecked you.
In the moment, I didn't realize, but the steering column slammed into my leg. Mm. Like I kind of jerked, but now I have like this big ass bruise right here, like black, purple, and blue. It's crazy.
I have a new respect for NASCAR drivers.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because I was just go-karting in Jersey City. I could only imagine what the fucking Indy 500
laps. Jesus Christ!
In a real car?
Oh yeah, no. That is definitely something that I hope people do that and have a respect for that, because you look at the Indy 500, like they're just making laps in a circle, in a fast car. No. Like that is a lot on your arms, your legs, your back. And it's got a little claustrophobic in there under that helmet.
Hell yeah.
Shit started fogging up. I was like, wait a minute. I got to open this visor a little bit. I can't even see where I'm going. But we had a good time with Larry. Shout out to Larry June. Shout out to Alchemist. Again, Great Escape on DSPs this Friday.
And footage will be out at some point this week.
Yeah, this week it's on the hilarious. YouTube. Subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe to the Patreon. I guess it's a good time to plug everything, right?
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon. Well. We got some more stuff we'll be putting up there.
Mm-hmm. Follow them all on Facebook, you know. Yeah. Regular shit.
Please don't. I haven't been on Facebook and I don't know how long.
Please don't. MySpace.com/Harlem's Finest. On my phone. 333. So I get the notifications.
You know you was Uptown's Finest with a Z.
I never. With a Z?
100%. Ew.
Nah, man. That's nasty.
How many AIM names were Queen's Finest? Like, how many people could be the Finest?
The AIM names, that was an era, man.
What was your AIM name?
Fresh CEO or something like that.
Mine was really underwhelming. It was just Rory F21. I wasn't creative enough to like come up with a cool name. And I thought I was too cool to do the cool names.
Why 21?
I don't know. I think they suggested
it. He was the first 21 Savage. He was the first one.
Don't put me in that Rico that's about to come.
Stop.
Speaking of Ricos, TikTok is altering the algorithms.
Biggest Rico.
I'm glad that this came out. I'm glad it's a thing, because we've always had this conversation about algorithms and how they, you know, they mean so much now, and everything is based on algorithms. So we had a talk a while ago that algorithms are definitely controlled by somebody. Somebody is controlling this. They can sway it to, you know, either way they want to benefit whomever they want it to benefit.
It's based off our likes.
Yeah, supposedly. But TikTok has been manufacturing viral moments for Taylor Swift.
Specifically.
Well, that was the example they used, yeah.
CEO admitted that once Taylor Swift joined the platform, they manipulated the algorithms so she would be forward-facing, because obviously she brings people to the platform. Which I get. But at the same time, it's an example of what are they really doing with the algorithms? We saw it with Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg with the first Trump election, and figured that out 8 years later of what the fuck they were manipulating. Mm-hmm. TikTok being the biggest platform now. I don't want to get into the China stuff, but it's very fucking scary. And as much as I think it's great that the government like checked Mark Zuckerberg for all that stuff, I know their intentions are not for us. Like, you're selling people's data. No, you're not selling it to us. Now we need to put a law on it, Marky. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do this with TikTok. Because now that they have so much business in America, we're going to have to control some of it. Mm-hmm. China can't have it all.
Yeah.
So this is going to become, I think, even bigger than what Facebook was, because Facebook was so much dedicated to America in so many ways, as far as data sharing and the, you know, collusion with Russia, but that's another combo.
It's just interesting because now that, you know, the CEO basically came out and admitted to this manufacturing viral moments, in the era that we're in now, Rory, with numbers and, you know, virality and all of these things meaning so much to brands and artists and companies and things like that, how much of this do we have to look at now and say, okay, what is really real? What is really reaching the people? What are people really gravitating towards? And what is manufactured? Because obviously this means money, this means capital, this means better business for a lot of these people. So how much of this do we really have to look at and say, yo, all right, if they're already admitting to this, how much more of this have they manufactured, and how much more of this is real?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is to TikTok over everything. Of course, it's great for Taylor Swift and her label for when she is forward facing for the day. But even with her, viral moments move on. People move on. They come back to the app for the next viral moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you only get a little bit if you are, say, a company that benefits off this fake algorithm shit for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you only are going to grab so much of the TikTok audience to come back to your specific brand. This just benefits TikTok. Every day I'm going to come to see what the next viral moment is.
Right.
I'm not going to necessarily go to whatever the viral moment is afterwards and what they're doing. This is just keeping TikTok relevant forever, because now they're controlling the place that we all go to see what the viral moment is. And now they get to pick and choose it. And that's where an election upcoming gets fucking terrifying.
I mean, for podcasters in particular, right? Like, we sit down and we talk a lot about different topics and different things. And a lot of the times, you know, when we're having conversations, that viral, the viral thing comes up a lot. Like, this to me is speaking to the fact that we shouldn't chase viral moments. You shouldn't try to create a viral moment. If something goes viral, being organic and something that you're doing on your platform or something that you're doing with your art, then so be it. Because at the end of the day, they can manufacture a viral moment. Mm-hmm. So it, to me, it's like that kind of takes the, you know, the glamour out of having a viral moment, because it's like, all right, what's real?
You have to go so far to make a viral moment because they're the ones manipulating it. If you have a real viral moment, like an organic one, you have to do some insane shit.
But that was
shit.
The beauty of TikTok when it started, was the whole point was you can get lost in a feed that wasn't curated based on the, like the based on how well known the user was. Mm-hmm. So which lent itself to like the dog face guy with the ocean spray moment happening. Mm-hmm. The whole world can champion and celebrate that because it was literally a random dude on a skateboard drinking cranberry juice. Yeah. And that changed the app. I mean, it kind of blew up the app. In the process of its like inception. But I did want to say, in terms of like the government getting involved, the Algorithmic Accountability Act, which was passed last year, is supposed to create that transparency between Congress and these privately owned apps about what they're doing with the data, how they use it, how they sell it, and who they sell it to. Mm-hmm. So there's some efforts to get ahead of it, but it's still, this is all still new. It's so young.
Again, I'm glad that the government is doing that, but I don't think they're doing it with us in mind. I don't think it's being done with good intentions. Mm-hmm. They need to be checked, but it is more so power-based government-wise. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it for like the Freedom Act for us. Like, right. Don't do that. No, like we need to be able to control this, not y'all. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck is going on? So we can do some checks and balances and make sure we are now the sole controllers of what this is going to be.
I mean, so to me, what I take from this is, you know, for content creators, for, you know, influencers and things like that, other artists, this kind of just proves to you, it's like taking the curtain back and finding out the Wizard of Oz isn't really a wizard. It's like somebody back there is controlling this and they control what they decide they want to push, what they decide they don't want to push. So I don't know what this means for content creators. You know, I mean, I know it definitely has to shake things up, because now you're like, okay, if they decide that they want to push you, they'll push you. If not, it doesn't matter what the fuck you do or how outlandish your content is or how great it is. If they're not fucking with it, they're not fucking with it.
Mm. I would still say first and foremost, keep making content. But second of all, I feel like there's nothing wrong with still trying to make a viral moment or viral material. Like, I don't think all the natural stuff is the only
way.
But
I do. See, I don't like when people do things for a viral moment.
It's corny.
Okay, you don't like it and y'all don't like it because y'all are cool. The world likes it because it blows up every single day.
Yeah,
it
happens every single day. But at what cost, though? Like, because if you're doing corny, crazy, outlandish shit to go viral,
it doesn't have to be corny, crazy shit.
90% of the time, it's corny.
Not 99.
Let's look at an example of Shiggy.
Shiggy is not corny. Shiggy is fucking hilarious.
Shiggy had that moment with the Drake thing, took off. Yeah. And then after that, he was trying to do that dance, like recreate that dance with other artists. And that was just like, come on, dude.
Yeah, but that's a content creator.
I think Shiggy would be a bad example.
You milk the thing that you do. Like, that's
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not mad at what Shiggy did, because I thought Shiggy had a great moment. It got him to Madison Square Garden on stage with Drake.
Yeah.
He also had funny sketches.
Yeah, funny. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, repeat, rinse and repeating that dance, not him as a personality, not the skits.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's like you're trying to recreate that moment.
It's part of it.
Well, he did. I mean, but it could have went well for him and it could have went wrong for him.
It went really well for him.
And also for Shiggy to be in a Drake video, that wasn't his big break. Shiggy, for Drake to recognize you, Shiggy was already blowing up all over the place. So
Drake had no choice but to recognize him.
Yeah, like
Shiggy. But again, it's like, it's that though. Now that you had that viral moment, again, you keep trying to recreate that by doing the same thing over and over.
You kind of have to milk things for a little bit though. It's not like, don't do it forever. I agree with that. Don't do the same thing forever. But you got to milk the moment.
Oh, no, milk the moment. I get that. But now it's like, now that you know that these viral moments can be manufactured,
what does that mean?
How does that affect a content creator? How does that affect your thought process? How does that affect what you're doing? Because now you're chasing a viral moment before we even knew that this was manufactured. I think we kind of felt like it was manufactured. But the CEO basically came out and admitted to it.
Yeah.
So now it's like, for content creators, how do you create your content now? Because again, you can do the greatest thing in the world, but if they don't want to push that to the algorithms and say, oh, this is dope, It's somebody basically controlling these numbers is what I'm saying. It's somebody behind this whole app that's controlling what gets pushed, where it gets surprised. Pushed.
But has there, it's across the board with everything. Fuck TikTok and video content with music too.
Like, I was literally just
everyone everyone has known that a lot of these playlists and the popular playlists that are created by the DSP manipulated and curated by the company. And when you find out the majors have stock in the DSP, it's, you know, Santa Claus isn't real anymore.
Right.
But people have had to adjust. Like, you see real artists cutting their songs from 4 minutes to 2:30 because they know that they kind of have to play the game to some degree to get in those playlists and to get in those algorithms because it makes people hit repeat because it's the
quality
same thing.
Of content. Exactly.
So I think we're kind of past the idea of just figuring this out. It's across the board with everything. We have to adjust. And sometimes the real shit is organic and grows the way it does. But also, everyone has to play this game right now.
I've never seen the algorithm or anything in the algorithm be like, oh, well, that's real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Or like, oh, that's real. Like, no one's tried to make actual content before.
And even like down to music videos, there has to be a certain part. All right, what are we going to use for the TikTok moment?
Exactly.
Like, what is the meme moment? What everyone has to adjust to everything they're doing. Even podcasting. When we cut down clips, you have to think in conversations, what is going to be the peak here? What is going to be the shit that'll be shared on TikTok? Everyone has to adjust.
Everybody is because
this has been obvious forever.
Moment.
And it's been that way. I mean, shit, you could go back to the CD stores, manipulating what would be in the front when you first walked in. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always been here. It's just crazier now that TikTok, the like actual fucking influence TikTok has on the world right now is in a chokehold. That's what's so scary.
Well, as someone that's been at the major label in the TikTok era, we did have deals with TikTok where they would give us quarterly allowance for boost codes. So when I say, you know, one of my bigger artists that was obviously huge on TikTok, say Jason Derulo, we'd put like $50,000 in just boost codes. Just on one video, just here, Jesus. Pump it, like go, like press play, press go. We would roll out, you know, $100,000 per single. And then also specific to Jason, we'd worked out a deal where they would give him a banner on TikTok, which is kind of like, you know, having, remember back in the day, you had the banner on WorldStar that used to be a bit, it was like pretty much the equivalence of that. Mm-hmm. And they would, it was weird. We tried to, I don't know if I'm like, oh, fuck it. They tried to like manufacture a trending hashtag with him, where I forgot the word that we were using for the hashtag, but I remember fighting with TikTok because I saw the game they were trying to play. The song was called Lifestyle. And I was like, that's too general of a word. No one's going to know it's about this song. You guys are trying to give us like a false pitch.
Right.
Mm. The hashtag lifestyle will be Jason. I was like, no, that's a word. We need it to be specific to the record. Mm-hmm. And I guess they still finessed it and got away. But like, and of course, the song didn't perform how I thought it would because they were like, well, it's the pinned video under lifestyle. So if you click that word on platform, it would be that video first.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of got watered down and mixed into it. But like those deals are being cut. Those are all being manufactured. Those are all multi-millions of dollars at stake in terms of, you know, where we would put the focus, especially for an artist like him.
And
it's always on TikTok.
Favor for a favor. Like when we're able on Instagram now with our stories, we could click music. And it'll pop up. That's because it's licensed by the label that owns it. And of course, Instagram is going to do favors for label artists at that point. Like, people are buying all these catalogs for a reason because apps like TikTok need to license that music.
Yeah.
And it's way more important than this new shit. The back catalog is what is going to work with TikTok. So let me go buy the shit.
And I'm talking to content creators right now as the resident person in this room who uses TikTok consistently, is addicted to it, and also uploads on it. I understand that they're attacking TikTok right now in the media because it's a private owned company and the government is not fucking with it. And there's all types of shit. Go and watch the court docs for yourself. You can go on TikTok and there's creators on there that will break it down for you if you are confused. But every major content creator will tell you that if you want an authentic, organic audience, if you want to go viral quicker, and if you want to build your following, TikTok is the place to go. Instagram is not the place to go. Instagram has the worst algorithms in the world. They are trying to sell you on stuff all the time. I can go on TikTok right now, and I'm on TikTok all the time. I will see people with 2 likes, 5 views. Like, you see people's content so much easier than you will ever do on Instagram Reels. Instagram does not pay you well. TikTok pays you better. I'm speaking to the content creators right now. Mm-hmm. Like, Instagram does not pay you well. And on top of that, if you are going to be making a reel on Instagram, you need to go to the Instagram content creator page, go to their little playlist highlight that they have with the songs that are big right now, trending songs, which are just songs that labels are paying them to push. And you will not go viral as easy if you don't use those songs. So you have to use those songs. You have to go through a whole bunch of shit. You cannot edit in the app on Instagram. They won't push your shit if you don't edit in the app. So like, if you edit your video on TikTok, take it from TikTok, put it on Instagram Reels, they will not push it. The same thing with any other platform, like if you're using an editing app. So there's a lot that's going on with the content creating world, but do not let them push you against TikTok, because he's not the only person doing that. And every content creator will tell you that TikTok is the best platform for creating content. So
they're pushing to ban TikTok, am I correct?
Yes, that's where that is coming from.
So they had the hearing.
Weird comparison
last week,
but with the cryptocurrency wave that it came in, obviously we saw the government do their best to try to block it or regulate it or figure out some way to not make it grow the way it could.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the first app that's had the biggest influence that's not an American company. I could be wrong. I'm just really just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm. Spotify is the last one that comes to mind.
But that they can't change an election.
Like, I don't know.
I'm saying the way Facebook could do it with data and actual video in your face type shit, I'm sure Spotify could find a way, but they were Swedish. We didn't care. Yeah, they're allies. Harmless. China, on the other hand, do we think that's why there's been so much of this banned TikTok thing? And it's about the kids and it's ruining their minds. Or is this simply because they have so much power and it's not an American company?
That's exactly
the same way cryptocurrency could affect our actual.
Well, I would agree with you that, but the CEO of TikTok said he doesn't allow his kids to use the app. So that's just like, all right, if the guy who created it is telling you, I do not allow my kids to use this.
Not even surprising.
Then you got to look, okay, why? If the CEO is not letting his kids use it, then we got to kind of look into it and be like, why not?
Because
is it programming?
I think it's because it's addicting. Like, it is genuinely. Yeah, I'm an adult, and I will look up and be like, I have been on TikTok for 2 fucking hours. Same. To the point where after a while on TikTok, there's a little black lady that pops up and says, hey, you've been scrolling for a while. You should probably stop, take a couple deep breaths, go get a snack.
That
yes.
Happens. They send a black woman.
Yes. I'll scroll right past.
Did they give you an ad for a snack?
No. It's just like
they're missing out on money.
TikTok, like,
Nabisco.
Yo, you've been
put a Snickers ad right there. You're not yourself when you're scrolling through TikTok.
No,
for
but
2 hours.
I'm pretty sure because it's addicting. But on top of that, like you said, with TikTok, there's so much information on TikTok where people can say whatever they want. And a lot of people be like, there's a lot of conspiracy shit and like theorists and stuff. And people be like blowing the fucking U.S. government in. And because it's not owned by the U.S. government and they're not in partnership or anything, they let it rock out. So there's a lot of truth on TikTok. Shit that if you put it on
there's
Facebook.
There's a lot of misinformation as well.
Yes, of course. Well, there's misinformation anywhere. But this is the thing. If I go on Facebook or I go on Twitter or I go on Instagram and I say anything about COVID, I get marked.
Mm-hmm.
This is not accurate information.
Yeah,
things like that. TikTok's not doing that.
Oh, they marked me too when I said the same thing.
They letting you, yeah, exactly. They letting you get your shit off. Like, so the government does not like a lot of that because I get a lot of information from TikTok. There's a lot of
Fauci doesn't pop up.
You said what?
Fauci doesn't pop up. Say, wash your hands.
You've been scrolling for a while. You need some hand sanitizer.
You need some hand sanitizer. Wash your hands.
Put a mask on.
But I think. Long story short, I think that this is very interesting. I'm very interested to see how it plays out. If they ban TikTok, I am going to be a sad.
I don't think they're going to ban it. I think they're going to try to regulate it to some degree. More so with China.
It's like the tobacco and weed industry. Like, we still have one they could control. Yeah. Like, so in this instance, Facebook is the American. That's the tobacco. Mm-hmm. Now we have this foreign entity, the weed that grows rapid. It's growing fast. It's out of our control. What do we do to bring it in? How do we get our cut? It's pretty much what the government's
it's all about money.
Out.
At the end of the day, it's all about money and capitalism.
How can we regulate this?
And how do we regulate it? So, I mean, I've never been on TikTok, so this doesn't mean anything to me. I can
you drop some money bags on TikTok?
Never.
You
never.
Would. I'm saying you would.
Oh, I mean, well, I've never.
They're out there.
They on there?
They're on there.
They're,
they're
I don't use TikTok, but I see, like, I get enough videos sent to me, like texted to me. I'm like, they're there.
I've never been on TikTok. I don't plan on being on TikTok. I don't like the name TikTok.
Yeah. You hate just Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. So I'm just
wait,
not,
no,
that's
wrong,
not your guy.
Wrong.
No. South Korea.
Yeah. That's North Korea.
Yeah, don't, they don't have phones.
Yeah.
They're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's an idea. There's an idea. He got it right.
No choice.
Say what you want.
He's smoking this suppression over there.
Yeah. Y'all better look more into that. So we'll just have to see where this whole TikTok thing goes. People, please don't go crazy if they ban TikTok.
Well, there was also another part of the hearings that they had last week about specifically with Black creators and not being in the algorithm and being paid less as well. Where was the response to that one? Like, nah. What?
That's what I cared most about.
What?
So Yvette Clark, who is a woman that spoke at the hearing, went in about it, pretty much how disproportionate the algorithm favors white creators, which in turn creates brand opportunities, which gets them deals, modeling agencies, acting deals, all those things, creates wealth within a very specific community. And it's cool because this is low key. It's the modern form of segregation by way of our phones. So instead of, you know, being in your face and seeing the water fountain that's like whites only, figure it the fuck out if you're Black. This is creating a disparity.
Crazy comparison.
No, I get what he's saying.
But you know, it's less, it's easier for us to consume because it's less in your face. Whereas before it was, you can't go in this pool because you're Black. You're just not welcome here. It's less direct, but it's just as harmful because we're doing things as the more we use this app, the more these things are, you know, becomes normalized that are going to be in turn far worse and more damaging than the things that were just, for better words, like less for direct Black and white.
And I mean, so many of the trends do start from the Black
community. All of them.
To begin with, and once, you know, it's the Elvis shit all over again.
Yeah.
But no, I get what you're saying as far as that being modern day segregation.
Yeah.
If you can now make sure that only a certain face is seen and only a certain face is paid what they should be paid, now you have the excuse of like, well, everyone gets paid the same. It's like, yeah, but you're putting this face in front of everyone and making sure this one is suppressed.
And
it's an even playing field as far as compensation, but not as far as promotion.
So what it really is that they're pushing what is deemed more attractive people get pushed on TikTok more, right? They'll say that that's because more people like their picture, I mean, their videos or whatever, stuff like that. But it's more like, so for example, on my For You page, I have a very hard time finding white women. Like you can scroll my For You page all day and it's mainly Black women, right?
What is this called, My For You?
My For You
page. It's like your Explore page.
Yeah, basically.
On TikTok?
Yeah, so basically they curate a playlist of videos that they think I am interested in.
Yeah.
Now what the problem is—
The Uber drivers do that a lot too. They see you walking in the car. They think
oh my God, I hate it. They'll put on hip hop.
I don't want to hear Jay-Z this early in the morning, sir. You can put some jazz on.
Some jazz.
Like, why you start banging 444 as soon as I get in the car?
I mean,
like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Like,
what are
you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like,
that's crazy.
That's all right.
That's crazy.
That's the algorithm though, right? Like, he's looking at me. He's like, oh, I know what this guy likes. No, you don't. You don't know what I like.
But yeah, so I see a lot of Black women, but every once in a while, like the big, big viral videos of like, you know, some people of other races do get put in my For You page. What people are basically saying is for the opposite, like if I'm a white girl and I have all white girls on my videos, no matter how big a Black creator might get, they won't push that into their algorithms.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's something that needs to be fixed for sure, but Mark's is way worse. Instagram reels are way, way worse.
It's just funny to hear where we at with social media these days. Like, I'm old enough to remember when none of this was a thing. Like, none of this was even a thought.
It's a multi-billion dollar business.
And now I've made most of my money in my career.
This is what I'm saying. Now what it does and where the world is today and how much it means to creators and artists. It's absolutely insane that this is really like life.
Yeah,
it's for people
where everyone consumes their news, entertainment, information.
But which is why that's dangerous because
family, like it's the central part of everyone's life.
But that's dangerous because now again, somebody controlling this, right? So now if you're getting your news and your information from these platforms, it's like how much of this is real? How much of this is just what people they want to feed to you?
That was the
like you're being programmed, and that's why I understand why the CEO would not want his kids on it because it's like. You're going to be fed things that aren't real. You're going to become programmed to things that don't really matter. And I don't want my kids to be programmed.
Well, and you see where the government is mad at TikTok being a private company. You could say the same thing about Fox, CNN, MSNBC. We never put them on trial.
Yeah.
Like all of you have been giving misinformation for this amount of years and no one has had to be accountable for it. And people literally watch you and think it's law.
Yeah.
They base their lives and opinions and decisions off what you guys put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not on trial?
Yeah.
Alex but Jones TikTok like the only is one that because got checked.
It's a private company.
Yeah. Like, what they sued him for $900 million?
Like billion, a couple billion. No. Alex Jones?
Yeah.
And that's because, Billy I mean, look, RIP, that was obviously tragic and terrible what he was saying. But I feel like they only did that because it was white kids.
What do you mean?
Oh, the whole Sandy Hook
like
crisis?
If black, they don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, probably so. I mean, did Alex Jones say any other
thing? He said, no. That was, their whole thing was a leaning into the Sandy Hook incident.
Well, I mean, we'll have to see where TikTok goes with this thing, if it's going to be banned in America or not. Eden is hoping that it isn't banned.
At the edge of his of his seat.
He's going to go crazy if they ban this in America.
He is at the edge of his seat, though.
Why is it me?
No, because I know you don't want them to ban. I have a video of you, and you can probably paste the video here.
Oh, my God.
It's a video of you falling asleep on the algorithms. Yes. So we can put that in the video for people to see you falling asleep on the algorithms. Bad Bunny crazy.
On Patreon, we'll break that video down.
Yeah. It was a... All right.
No. I still love you.
I hope so.
You fell asleep on the algorithm. That's all I'm saying. Beyonce is leaving Adidas to go to Balmain.
I don't know if that's accurate as far as a headline.
Okay, so let me shut the fuck up. Beyonce is not leaving Adidas.
No, they ended their deal in partnership due to lack of sales. I'm Beehive. Everyone relax. I'm just trying to give accurate information. That deal did not work out. So Beyonce's not leaving for Balmain. That deal is just done, and now she's doing a deal with Balmain.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
She wasn't like, yo, Adidas, peace. I'm going to go fuck with Balmain. That deal was going to be dead regardless.
So it just wasn't working out well.
Why do we think this didn't work? The designs were great.
Yeah.
It's Beyonce. The rollout was insane. Mm-hmm. Beyonce looked incredible, was getting a little salacious. Mm-hmm. We saw some cheeks that we'd never seen before.
Yo.
There was great.
That's that man's wife's hopes. What are you doing?
I'm just talking about what the campaign.
Yeah, don't say you've seen cheeks, though.
But they were on the screen. I did.
Yeah, but don't say you've seen it.
There was one when they were in bed together.
I know, but don't say you've seen it. You got to just scroll and act like
it was in my algorithm. I had no choice. It was in my For You page.
Yeah, but act like you didn't see it.
Why did the man's wife in your algorithm? That's crazy.
Yeah, right. Like, what are you doing?
Sick.
What are you scrolling?
His wife is Beyonce.
It's fucked up, bro.
How is it not in my algorithm?
She's in everybody's algorithm. That's a fact.
Not even manipulated. It's just there.
Yeah, it's there. As soon as you open your phone, Beyonce.
But again, it's Beyonce. The clothes and designs were great. I thought the rollout was great. Why did this not work? The price points weren't crazy. I know resale was what resale is going to be, but
yeah.
I thought it was somewhat readily available. I think the first one was hard to get, but after that, I feel like I walked into Adidas store and I could get the shit.
Well, that's the problem.
This
should have been exclusive, is what you're saying?
No, it shouldn't have been on the shelf. Should have sold out.
This goes back to a conversation that we had about sometimes, you know, just because you're big in this area and you're a superstar in this area, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you can sell lifestyle.
Mm.
I know one person that a lot of people point to is just as probably as big as Drake. You don't see a bunch of people wearing OVO apparel.
Yeah.
You don't see a bunch of people
unless they beat
supporting the brand. Like you don't. Or, yeah. That's like the consolation prize. You get a
that's like his Derek like, Jeter basket.
Yeah. You like ask the girl, where you get that hoodie from? Like I know you didn't walk into the OVO store in Soho and grab that.
Imagine when you're flying with a woman and she has the Jordan OVO backpack that they only made four of.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Like where did you?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Can I borrow that?
Suck the skin off.
But it goes back to that. Like it's like they can't really sell lifestyle. Like that. Music, great.
But I don't think Drake goes out the way Beyonce did on this campaign. Definitely opened up stores in Toronto, the city, and they've sold well. Like, we may not buy that stuff, but fans buy those hoodies. It's more merch than it is actual fashion.
Like fashion, yeah.
I think Beyonce went fashion on this one. I think Drake knows he's not the fashion guy and can only merch it.
Yeah, but it's even still, though, it's a lot of things that the bigger artists and celebrities, they can't really sell lifestyle stuff. Like, nobody really cares what you're wearing. Nobody really cares. You know what I mean? It's just like, we don't care what you're drinking. We don't care what you're wearing. Like, when's the music coming?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just get so big in a certain area where it's like, people don't even give a... You can wear the same outfit every day and nobody would care. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you're that big to a point where nobody's looking at you for what you're wearing. We want to know what music is coming.
But with Beyonce, I would have, not that I would have been invited to this boardroom to discuss it, but if someone brought those designs, that rollout, and Beyonce, I would have said home run. Like,
Mm-hmm. Dump as much money as you want into this. But that goes, we're going
to
make it back.
But that goes back to what I'm saying, though. People are sometimes so big in certain areas of what they're known for that people don't really care about the lifestyle shit. Mm. Like, some people don't even pay attention to that. It's like, we want the music.
The campaign was bigger than the actual clothes, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And
it has to be because that's one of the biggest stars in the world. Yeah. So the campaign has to be out of this world. But at the same time, it's like, but we don't, like, when's the album coming? You know what I mean? And it's like Rihanna, right? Rihanna is, she's probably not as big in music as Beyonce, right? That's safe to say. She's big in music, but not as big as Beyonce. Mm-hmm. She's selling beauty. She's selling lifestyle. She can move those things because it's like she hasn't reached that level to where it's like, yo, you're so big in music that we don't even give a fuck what you're wearing.
Okay, good comparison. Sephora, obviously being for makeup, do you think Rihanna could have done that with another makeup company that wasn't already such a staple in every girl's life and then just add in Rihanna with good product and you're a billionaire?
I think Rihanna could have done that with any beauty line.
Now, I'll say with this, Adidas is a billion-dollar company, staple in our lives. Mm-hmm. Why does it not translate the same way with Beyonce and Adidas the way it does with Sephora and Rihanna?
I'm going to be honest, too, and not to, you know, I'm not putting the onus so much on Beyonce and her ability to push lifestyle and things like that. A lot of people just don't jack Adidas like that. If this was Nike, I think this goes totally different.
You think?
No. Absolutely.
No, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't think it changes at all.
If this was Nike, I think this goes a whole different way.
Well, Damaris made a really good point off mic.
Yeah.
Where can you wear this as an average human being?
True.
So if Beyonce was just doing like the swishy pants and like maybe a hoodie or some shit like that, something you could wear out, you can't wear this working out, but it's not athletic wear. But also, where does a regular person like wear this?
Brunch.
Oh, yeah.
They don't wear this. I never thought about it until Damaris said that, because I looked at this stuff and said, oh, I see a bunch of chicks wearing stuff like this.
I think that, listen, the designs were dope. I don't think it comes down to they didn't look good. I just think that at the end of the day, people just don't really jack, which is why what Kanye was able to do with Adidas was so special, because people just don't jack Adidas like that. I think that's what it boils down to.
Or is this a prime example of women not supporting women and men supporting men? Mm. We bought all those fucking
jokes. Drake's got Nocta killing too. Oh, yeah.
Did women Nocta's just not go out and
that's Nike.
I'm saying, but like, this is, how is this any different? To Rory's point, Drake partnered with a brand that has name recognition.
No, Drake partnered with a brand that people Nike already love. You can put the swoosh on anything.
You can't do that to Kanye.
Adidas was at its peak though when this Ivy Park shit happened.
Yeah, because of Kanye.
Yeah, fair. No, because of Kanye.
But that's what I'm saying. To speak to Kanye's ability and his power is just like, it's different. That's why he's such an anomaly, because it's like, yo, he was able to take a brand that was forgotten about as far as lifestyle is concerned. People didn't really look to Adidas for lifestyle stuff. Nike was obviously the juggernaut when it came to that. But what he was able to do, because again, he started at Nike, and Nike didn't give him what he wanted. So he said, okay, I'm going to show y'all that I can take this to a place where they don't even go to for this type of stuff. For lifestyle stuff.
Well, at that point, the boost that existed, and Adidas was in the process of stealing all of Nike's head designers, which they ended up doing.
Swag.
Yeah.
And then to Kanye. So it was kind of crazy.
I think, again, the rabbit had the gun.
It's good poaching.
Okay, so put it like this. I guarantee you, if now she's going to Balmain, right?
Yeah, but I think drastically different.
I guarantee you this sells out.
Those margins are completely different.
But that's what I'm saying. People jack Balmain. They like Balmain. They're going to wear that. People don't want to wear
different
Adidas
market.
Let our in-house woman that speaks for all women on earth and all Beyonce fans.
Let's pull back. First of all, we don't know exactly what Beyonce is doing with Balmain. She has some designs that came out that are in partnership with her record from her latest, with the records from her latest album where they were inspired by. Those are Balmain. Those are designed by her and Olivier, however you pronounce his name, that is the creative director for Balmain. Mm-hmm. None of us can afford those.
Yeah, someone's going to wear that on a red carpet.
Those are red carpet looks.
Marketable.
Okay,
this is not lifestyle stuff. This is just like,
it's
like one of those campaigns.
I thought she was going to do like some dope sweatsuits
No. If you pull this, it's shit like that. So
she did lines with Adidas.
God damn.
That was
That was full.
Oh, yeah. This is something totally different.
Let's also address the truth when it comes to this Adidas deal. And let's be honest and see where, let's do our little fake little PR team and say, okay, how could Beyonce have done this better, or how her team could have done this better? When you think of Beyonce, you do not think athleisure.
I agree.
When you think of Beyonce, you do not think
I just don't think about clothing at all.
Yes.
I think that's the big disconnect, is she's not looked at as a fashion person.
Yeah. But if you are going to do any type of clothing, like for example, Kim Kardashian sells the type of clothes that she wears and that she makes popular with the body type that she has, and that whole, and all the people that want to be little Kim Kardashian clones, they go and they put on fucking basics and they look like her. That's why Skims is so fucking huge, right? So with Beyonce, you don't think of athleisure. Another thing is, when Beyonce was sending out the PR boxes, Beyonce was not sending them to the people she should have been sending them to.
Some of them chicks that got that, I was like, all right, hold on now.
Reese Witherspoon wasn't on y'all influencer list?
Hold on now.
That shit was hilarious.
She did to a lot of celebrities, and there were some influencers in the mix, right? But like what Rihanna is doing, what the people that Fenty and like Skims are selling products to, I see those are the girls that I follow on TikTok. The 23-year-old girls who are known for their fashion, beauty, and they're going to influence the younger generation, right?
Are you saying that Beyonce doesn't have the culture?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I was just trying to send.
Did Ivy Park not send it out to like young fashion kids? I feel like not the ones that are
going to push the influencers to the younger kids.
Well, the headline of this article specifically says Beyonce sends out huge Ivy Park gifting box to A-list friends. So
yeah,
well, I guess this would just be an example of attention doesn't necessarily.
I mean,
sales.
Reese gets
you could
it,
have
so.
Everyone. Wearing it on IG, that's the biggest ever, doesn't mean it's going to.
Does anybody?
Because
know
those
why?
Are not the who we can get into a whole influencer conversation about who is actually influencing nowadays.
Oh, for sure.
But that's a whole other thing. On top of that, the final nail in the coffin. It was presented as hard to get. Like Rory said, oh, you could go and you could get it, but there were plenty of times where I would have to buy things resale, right? Mm-hmm. Because it would sell out online, which is where everybody shops. Almost nobody goes into brick and mortar stores anymore unless you are trying to get like a Jordan release that like you found out one store has it. Mm-hmm. So unless you're coming on that type of time where you have people raffling off tickets, you make it a major thing. People are going to try to sell this online. It was selling out easily online, which a lot of people do to create kind of like FOMO. There were just a lot of mistakes that they made. I loved Ivy Park. One of the pair of sneakers that I have from it is one of my favorites. But they just did a lot of things wrong. And I'm sure that she learned her lesson
from it.
Maybe
you didn't get it because Ellen had it. So
yeah,
like, she had your pack.
Like,
okay, in their defense,
like
though,
this.
With these boxes, let's be real. Only certain people, you could have that big-ass orange box in front of your house. They steal my Amazon packages outside.
Damn.
If they roll down this orange box in front of my crib, it's getting stolen.
I think
you have to be Ellen to have the driveway for this.
I think it goes back to what I'm saying. It's the fact that it's Adidas.
That is not.
Nah.
It's not.
If this does Nike, I think it's the same result.
Bro, listen.
It's the same result.
With the Yeezy shit, it don't even say Adidas. It says Yeezy.
Because it's Kanye. He is.
But
his namesake is the clothing.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. He removed the whole Adidas thing and put YZY.
Okay, but most of this is.
It's
Ivy Park.
You might see an Adidas swish or something. Like,
yeah, this wasn't super Adidas to me. Of course, it has the three stripes,
I'm
but even
you,
some of the Yeezy shit, you see the three stripes.
If it happened with Nike, the same exact thing
I agree.
Would happen.
It's no way.
Just to put numbers behind
no
it,
way.
It was projected to do $335 million this year. That was the target. They're projected to do $65 million. So it's over $200 million off in projections.
But again, I feel like they even on the last drop didn't even promote it like that. There wasn't much supply. Like I felt like they gave up on this after maybe the green drop.
Yeah,
it was the maroon one, then the green one.
Right.
I honestly felt like they
gave up after the green.
I didn't really see a lot of promotion.
Put other shit out, but it didn't feel like anyone really cared.
I didn't see a lot of promotion. And just again, like where the fuck are you wearing these clothes? Like honestly, where are you wearing these clothes if you are not in like the entertainment?
That's a calm fit right
that's
there.
Nice that's jacket.
Fine. Yes, but it's not a calm enough fit for the average everyday. Like I said, going back to Skims, that stuff anybody, when I say anybody,
yeah.
I mean
yeah.
high school girls who are just going to gym class.
But isn't Skims
they
just
can
undergarments?
Wear that.
No,
it's basic. So it's,
well,
it's
they wear undergarments as outer garments now.
Which is where she made her business from. She made undergarments that you can wear as outer garments, right?
But didn't Beyonce have some of that stuff that looked Skim-esque?
Yes, but it was all the majority of it was all bright colors.
Yeah.
It just wasn't shit that you could wear every day. It wasn't shit that you could wear more than once. And it wasn't shit that if you're not into fashion, you're comfortable putting
on. Also, this was a brand Kanye gave to Kim. This was his.
Have to add that, yeah, that part.
Let's put some sauce.
It is a design to some degree.
Yeah.
But even to Damaris's point, well, you could say that with Yeezys now. Like, I could wear Yeezys when I run errands. I could wear them out and look eye. I could wear them when I'm dressing up, when I'm dressing down. Like, they work with everything. Yeah. So I see her point with Ivy Park. Where the fuck do you wear that?
You're not wearing
like where?
Very special occasions.
So I just feel like there were a lot of factors that went into that. But I would like, I'm happy to see like her next, venture. Her next endeavor.
I mean, I don't think she's strapped for cash. I think she'll be all
right. Oh, yeah. She ain't Beyonce.
They're paying her
tripping.
$20 million a year on the contract, by the way, too.
Yeah, she's not. That's not. The money's not a thing. I think more so it's just the fact that there obviously was a disconnect in the designs. There obviously was a disconnect with the marketing team and things like that.
They didn't send you anything.
They didn't send, they didn't send us anything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. What are they doing over there at Ivy Park? I don't know what's going on.
Just an emoji, 20% off.
My thing when I see things like this is, where's the Beehive at?
What do you mean? Oh, you don't think it translates to?
Yeah, why they didn't swarm in Bible?
Because they're watching. Because they're watching Swarm.
Nice.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because they're murdering people.
Yeah. I just ask. You know, when I know that people have, you know, artists and celebrities have these big followings and these big, you know, all of these supporters, which is great. I think that's dope that, you know, people get behind their favorite artists and champion for them like that. But my thing is, don't just support them in one area, support them all across the board, support all of their endeavors.
I'm sure the Beehive tried to get as much product as they could.
Yeah.
And I'm also with the Beehives and the stands and all, everyone, I think it's totally fine if you just champion their wins and are dead quiet about their losses.
I know we're not allowed to do that. Yeah, don't do that.
So what? All right. So
where the Beehive at?
If I'm a super Beyonce fan, I have plenty of things to talk about when it comes to win. Like, what am I going to tweet today?
No, I don't look at this
blame the label. It's Adidas' fault.
No, listen, like Julian just said, she's getting $20 million a year off it. I don't think this is not a loss to me. If anything, this is something where I think that she learns from it and says, okay, this is what we didn't do. This is how we should have went about this and move forward. She'll get another opportunity at this, maybe with Nike.
Well, no, you clearly see
where she's
putting her name next
but
to
this is
high-end shit.
This is high fashion.
And I think she's going to stay there.
Look at the spin, though, this one fan tweeted. When Beyonce said she's leaving Adidas for creative differences, this is what she meant. Beyonce Balmain.
I didn't see any report of Beyonce saying she's leaving for creative differences.
Yeah, it's no.
Clearly lack of revenue.
Yeah.
And I don't think she went into Adidas and was like, we should do this.
No, this is not for Adidas. But this
she looks great on this cover.
But see, but this is who Beyonce is. It's high level. It's high fashion. It's the queen. It's, you know, the arguably the greatest artist ever. Like, maybe she shouldn't be trying to do the athleisure thing. She's above that.
She's a mom. I could see it.
No,
it made sense.
She don't wear her own shit.
That's the other thing.
She don't wear her own shit.
Yep.
But
how do you know?
Yeah, you don't see Beyonce enough to know if she wears her own shit. You don't see Beyonce enough.
But this is the thing. If I owned a clothing line and I wanted people to buy it, I would be out getting caught purposely by the paparazzi. They set up those photos.
She's Beyonce. But
she don't have to get caught. She doesn't have to go outside.
Well, obviously, because the clothing label isn't working and it didn't sell the way it was supposed to. Obviously, maybe she should have. That's all I'm saying. If you have a line, it's an athleisure line. You want people to be fucking grocery shopping and walking their dog in your shit. Then you need to be seen.
Sometimes you have to show them how to wear it and where to wear it.
Exactly.
You think Beyonce grocery shops?
You fake it.
Yeah, you put the chef in it and have them go to the store.
No, I think it comes down to, you know, maybe she had to show when and how to wear the stuff. Like, when do you wear it? How do you wear it? Instead of just doing a campaign for it, be seen out in certain events in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's it. But I'm sticking to my guns. I think if this was Nike, this goes a whole different way. I don't care what y'all say.
Maybe a tiny bit, but
yeah, like
not,
a tiny
not,
bit, but not like
it. I'm sure it would have sold a little bit more because obviously Nike sells more than Adidas, but no.
That's all we're talking about is more sales.
And I guess, yes, there was a PR. Go back to that quote, please.
Yeah.
There was something said by the PR team. There has apparently been a major creative difference between Ivy Park and Adidas, and Beyonce is
excitedly.
I was going to say expediently.
Yeah.
You know, I can't read.
To make it tougher than it already is.
Looking to reclaim her brand, chart her own path, and maintain creative freedom. That's a good cleanup.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice... Yeah. It's also smart of them to sever these ties and then immediately announce the next thing right after.
Listen,
this is why we left.
Beyonce. She's the queen for a reason. And this is just something that she'll look back on and say, yeah, we did this wrong. This didn't work out. But then we ended up doing this, which is amazing.
Maul already did the greatest segue ever with Swarm, but I do want to get back to it. Have you guys watched the show?
Watched it, loved it, thought it was great. Shout out to Donald Glover. I thought that the writing was dope. Just, you know, approaching obsessive fan culture the way he did, mixed in with social media, mixed in with, you know, just a bunch of shit that we see and read daily. I thought that they did a great job on it. Shout out to, what is the girl's, Dominique Fishback? Mm-hmm. Fishback or Fishbeck? Mm-hmm. Fishback, right? Fishback.
Don't ask me.
Dominique Fishback. She did an amazing job. Mm-hmm.
Love her walk.
Yeah, this was great, man. This was a good watch. I watched the whole season.
I'm halfway through now. Didn't think they'd lead with Chloe's cheeks, by the way. Well, I thought that was later in the season. That's like the first scene of episode one. I was like, oh, great, Chloe.
Yeah, no, it was. Shout out to Chloe. She did a great job in it as well. Shout out to Dempsey. He did a good job. All the actors that was in it did a really good job. But the writing was really dope. And I think this is, I like Dominique Fishback. I loved her in what is it? Black Messiah? The Messiah, when she was was with the Black Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
She was in that. I loved her in that. But this one, she did a really great job because obviously this was positioned around her. She was the main character in Swarm. Amazing job. I thought it was dope. And I think that Donald found a niche. I think he's gonna have more shows like this where he just takes a topic and just writes an entire 7-8 episode series around it.
Well, it's funny. I was waiting for the Stan episode of Atlanta. Because, you know, they focus on a lot of stuff with the music industry, dedicate episodes to it. Mm-hmm, I was waiting in the last season of Atlanta. I was like, I wonder when they're going to go through the Stan shit with Paperboy.
Yeah.
And they touched on it here and there throughout the series, but they never gave a full episode.
No, this was Swarm.
This,
was
to me,
it.
Is why he waited.
Swarm was it. It really, really dove into the whole Gen Z serial killer type of thing. Mm-hmm. It was great. I thought it had its funny moments. It had its ridiculous moments.
For sure. I mean, if the whole series is ridiculous.
I don't want to say too much because some people didn't see it yet. But
the six episodes really cool. How they did the investigative, the short docu series.
They kind of teased with the first 48 with the detective from Memphis. I forget her name, but they kind of like teased her in there a little bit too. Well, it was great.
Let me ask y'all this: we know Stans have watched this. How do you think, in their lens, the show is?
Oh, they hate it. They hate it.
Do you feel like they have a mirror and they're trying to deny it in their head? Like, I'm not this. Sure. I'm not
cool
this crazy
because they addressed those people directly in the sixth episode that I'm referring to. The woman who's doing like this invest. She's a private, like, independent detective.
Yeah,
and she's having a doc crew follow her as she's trying to crack this case in real time.
Can you pull up the lady from First 48 Memphis Police Department? She's notorious. They wanted when young Dolph was killed, they was asking that she jumped on the case, being that she is in Memphis.
She figures those out in the first 6 hours.
And
she was crazy.
She interviews other people of the hive, of the swarm.
Carolyn Mason. Caroline Mason. Detective Caroline Mason. That's her name.
There's one fan in particular, the black guy that they get, the gay black guy. And he's supposed to represent all the real life, like, Beyonce fans. And she's like, would you kill? The question is like, would you kill for? And he's like, no. And then you could just like kind of see on his face, he's like ruminating and thinking about it. Yeah. It's like, holy shit. Like, this is the moment where they're talking directly to the audience.
Yeah. No, this was great.
I mean, we've definitely talked about why there isn't more content on finding, whether it be trolls, whether it be obsessed fans, whether it be people that just live under comments and like really having a therapist or someone interview them to get down to the bottom of this. So I know a large community of that world watch this. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know if they really took it in like, oh, this is me. This is how I'm viewed.
Yeah.
And also, of course, I'm not murdering people, even though some may be. But this is how we kind of look at y'all. Like, one day you could snap.
Yeah. You can go a little too far and a little too obsessed with the artist that you love and that you, you know,
but
follow.
Also, but also, let's be fucking for real. Like, they centered this like it was Beyonce's fan because Beyonce has the most popular hive.
They focused on
the
entire show.
We know whose fan base this really is. This is Nikki's fan base.
For sure.
That's deflecting.
That's not deflecting.
I think what the Beehive does.
Yeah.
No. I think it's
they're the crazy ones.
So you think this is the Barbs?
For sure.
It's like when Hillary goes, what about Donald? Like, nah, both of y'all are fucking nuts.
I think a Barb is taxes? Snapping and going crazy before a Beyonce fan for sure.
I think both groups, and this may be a political answer, both groups have their fair majority of people that are like that on that show.
This is why this is genius, because this can be literally any fan base. That's an obsessive culture type of thing. This can be the Barbs. This can be the Beehive.
The Navy.
This can be the Navy.
Navy is chill.
Yeah. Navy do be minding their business.
Navy be minding.
I'm just saying, but that's because Rihanna be minding her business, and she don't put out music like that.
So Beyonce minds her business too.
Yeah, but Beyonce's more active in the music space. She's performing more than Rihanna. She's like seen more than Rihanna. Like,
man, the fans take after their leader.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, the Barbs are fucking.
I have not finished the series yet. What's the name of the artist again? Naja?
Naja, yes.
Does Naja later on in the show act more like Beyonce or Nicki? Because I thought it was Beehive because it seemed like definitely, Naja just made
Beyonce.
Music and
definitely
was just
Beyonce.
So yeah, I don't think.
It's Renaissance Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I was getting in the first few episodes.
Yeah. Yeah,
now if she starts getting on Twitter and saying, hey, attack, then I'd be like, maybe this is about Nicki's
crew. No, for sure they focused it on Beyonce. I'm just saying, if you're talking about killer fans, I think y'all should look at the Barbs more than the Beehive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Maul, relax.
He's both, though.
But they killed
Maul is a bigger Barb than Beehive.
Yeah, you're
sure.
A big Barb.
No, I think you're like the Dennis Rodman diplomat of like both crews.
That's because I get my nails done. That's why you went to Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, and like you fuck with North Korea and the United States.
Yeah.
The same way, you know, Barbs, Beehive. You're a member of both. Both sides respect you.
Absolutely. I love Beyonce.
You're like Prop Joe.
Exactly. I'm not like Prop Joe. I love Nicki, love Beyonce. But I do love the fact that this show literally can be about any one of those cultural fan bases type of thing.
They killed Eden's queen.
Who was my queen?
Selena.
Sure.
She had some of the early.
That was
stands.
A fan moment.
I guess.
But why'd I gotta be Eden's queen, though?
I mean, we know why.
Because I'm.
He wasn't even born yet.
He wasn't even born. He doesn't even remember Selena.
Damaris, did you identify with any of the episodes?
She didn't see
someone
it.
That
I have
is
not
a,
seen it yet.
She, okay.
I've
she
seen clips,
it.
But I have not had the chance to
she
sit
was,
down
she
and
was
watch
too
it.
Busy a nice guy. Being a nice girl.
Being a very nice girl.
I mean, again, girl. I only saw the first few episodes. I'm with some of the murders she's done so far.
We know,
of course,
but not like on the stance of stan culture. Just, like if you feel like marking the tow truck guy and becoming a stripper for it, I mean, that's dedication.
No, but it literally was because she was reading tweets online.
I'm aware.
Dissing like her favorite artist and like, okay, I'm gonna come find you.
Nah, but he also dissed Chloe.
He attacked Melissa. Yeah.
So I'm at the point in the series where Melissa. I'm like, all right, is she really a stan or is she defending her sister, or if they say nothing about her sister, they still gonna kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in that mode.
Yeah,
but from what I understand, it's just because she's a stan.
Well, y'all definitely got to watch it. It was a good watch. I enjoyed it. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did. It was funny. It was like crazy. But I love the fact that Dominique Fishback. She just did a great job, and she's definitely becoming one of my favorite actresses.
This is why I think bigger artists should do meet and greets before you send your Hive, your crew, your squad out to attack people online. You should meet them and see how unstable they are.
The artists?
Yes. I feel like if they went city to city and at least did 10 meet and greets of the biggest fans, they would go, some of these people are a little off. Maybe I shouldn't send them to go harass people.
Yeah, but but when you're as big as these artists are, like you're going to have people obviously that love you, your music and your art that are a little off. That's because so many people love you. But I mean, that's not on. The onus is not on the artist. You people should go get help. Like, just because I make great music that you love.
Oh, no, I agree.
You have a real mental issue. That doesn't fall on me.
But when you intentionally send your mentally unstable squad out to the world to go harass people.
Oh, so you're talking about Nicki.
And what? No. And these people are finding people's addresses and like putting up photos of Reese Witherspoon's house because she maybe made a bad comment. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't send your squad out.
Did Nicki do that?
I don't know.
Oh,
they made it about Nicki. I'm not making it about Nicki.
And I also think that you should probably speak up.
I'm talking about Lotto's
things.
Fan base.
Because if we're going into one of the biggest.
What do they call her fan base? The lotteries?
The money bags.
Okay.
Something. It's something
the
like
scratch and sniffs?
I'm down with this.
The scratch and sniffs.
Scratch and sniff them panties for sure.
The scratch and sniffs
Holy
is crazy.
Shit.
which I also want to get into the Lola Brooke remix too. After we can revisit that with Lotto. But one of the craziest fan moments from the Beehive was when that whole Becky with the good hairline came out and people were talking about Rachel Roy. And so many of the fans, for some reason, mistook Rachel Roy with Rachel Ray. And Rachel Ray was getting fucking harassed.
She caught the thunder.
Yo.
I'm trying to just sell some pots. I got a new home goods.
And I'm trying to create. I just created a new nonstick. Like, what's going on?
I've never even met Jay-Z.
Rachel Ray catching the stray.
I've never even met Jay-Z.
Y'all didn't see that? I felt so bad for Rachel Ray.
I definitely did.
But Beyonce ain't say shit, yo. Like, she ain't say nothing.
That's fucked up.
But to me, that's not Beyonce's fault. She didn't send her fan base out
it's
to go attack.
It's not her fault, but she should she
I'm
should
talking about
something.
When artists specifically know what they're doing when they're sending their crew out. I think should either watch Swarm or maybe do more meet and greets so they know the mental capacity of their crew.
Well, speaking of unstable mental capacity, a man tried to break into Rihanna's home
when she wasn't there
and proposed to her.
Look how crazy he is. She's not even home. You do all of that stalking, all of that following, all of that, this whole crazy shit because you mentally don't have it all and you didn't even know she wasn't there.
Well, I'm letting you know this, Maul. Sometimes when she is there, it doesn't work out either.
Well, no. That, we know that would have been worse if she was there. He probably would have got killed.
Rory.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
Thank you.
Well, luckily, the cops showed up pretty swiftly and cuffed him. And yeah.
Look at what, I mean.
That's the fit.
The proposal.
Yeah, the Nike hoodie.
I mean, granted, I was in a purple suit. Like, I look like the Joker. So I really have no grounds to stand on. At all,
you
so
like
I shouldn't
villain.
Be the one to do this. But come on, that's like the Foot Locker Nike hoodie.
Yeah, that's the one. That's not a tech.
You got
that's
that at Champs.
Nike, yeah, that's not a Nike tech. That's the one you get. That's the one that's on the mannequin when you walk.
Exactly.
In. You don't want that one.
Oh, and it looks like in 2018, another man was arrested for breaking inside, actually getting inside of her home. Jeez.
Why is he her in home a, so he, easily accessible?
He was in home
also,
for
we don't
at
know
least
if
a
she
day.
Was home or not.
She was also out of town in this incident.
This time, they don't know if her or Rocky were home. They said they don't know if they were home.
They don't know.
They don't know if her or Rocky were home. It has not been reported whether they were home or not. Security just stopped him before he was able to get in.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't really break in.
Wait, he was just like outside chilling?
Well, he was trying to hop some walls.
He has an estate, so he didn't get in the building, but he got on the estate.
Yeah, he was trying to hop some walls and jump over some bushes and shit like that. And
the gentleman in 2018
just doing parkour.
Yeah,
look at that hoodie. He was working out.
The gentleman in 2018 told the cops he was there for sex.
Cool.
So. Well, I mean, he was honest.
Yeah. He was there to have sex with the singer. That's what it said.
Insane.
It's some sick people.
And this
here,
is
man.
The swarm culture.
There we go.
That I think we should take note of.
I'm definitely
more.
Putting a bullet in somebody over Rihanna for sure.
What is
Are you
wrong though? With you, bro?
See?
Why?
See, this is who Donald's. Yeah. See, this is who Donald is speaking to. Why? She has security for that. You don't have to do that.
I'm
you
just
really
saying,
don't.
If at any point security wasn't there, like...
No, security's there.
All right, so at what
security's
point...
Security's at Rihanna's house.
What cops. Point would security not be there, but you would be at the post?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, okay. Why are you there? Yeah, like, why would you be there, but security's
whoa, whoa, whoa
on.
Buddy. Yeah. Are you on the list? Yeah.
I talk about this on Twitter a lot. Are there any celebrities that you got that can do no wrong in you guys' eyes that you guys are, like, super overprotective
no.
of? Like, for example,
no.
like,
no.
I would beat a bitch up over Zendaya. Zendaya, Issa... Angela Bassett can do no wrong in my eyes.
Mm. But they can. They're human.
Yeah.
People make mistakes.
You know what? That's
happen.
Not what I mean.
What
I'm
mean,
saying
then?
Is like, I go hard for them. Like, if we in the
who
street.
Who is it? Zendaya? Who else?
Zendaya, Angela Bassett, and Issa Rae.
You've known Zendaya for like a year.
That's not true.
She doesn't know Zendaya at all.
Yeah.
I never even met
in
her.
Fandom.
Like, this is so.
You wouldn't be banging for her when she was doing those Disney shows. You weren't this animated.
Yes, I was. I was banging for her when she was doing music.
You only liked her when
Chris
she became
Brown.
A heroin addict.
What was the show on Netflix with her and I keep forgetting this. I don't want to call him Denzel's son.
John Washington.
John David Washington.
The macaroni.
Malcolm and Marie is one of my favorite Netflix movies. I think it was so beautiful.
Show me
shot.
Your algorithms right now. When the last time you watched it?
Right. Literally a month ago.
And
I
who
swear to
and
God.
Who was right in the argument?
I think that they were both very wrong, but I think that he was more toxic than she
Boom.
Was.
She made that man mac and cheese.
He loved it. He asked for more. He was
that shit
dancing
was
around.
Terrible.
I mean,
that's he should have got an Oscar for eating that shit. Because I know he hated that.
So they
should have gave. They should have gave John David the motherfucking Oscar right there because that was the nastiest pot of mac and cheese I've ever seen.
What could someone say about Zendaya that would get you like to some fisticuffs?
I don't know. It's not more like what they could. You could say whatever. I'm talking about like if we was out in the streets and Zendaya was at a party and like a paparazzi like pushed her too hard or something. Like I'm going off.
What are you going to do
about
that?
Turn into John Wick.
What are you doing about that?
I just feel like she might have security.
That's yeah.
I'm going to be like, where's baby
D? I just feel like when the Paps is around her, I just feel like she might.
Something tells me that she would not be at that event with no security.
That one nigga was beating 6ix9ine up and his homie still helped. Like, I'm jumping in.
Who was beating up 6ix9ine and his homie? Who? Oh, you're talking about they jumped 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's different.
Wait, his homies was there?
No, they said his homie.
It was on the elliptical?
I'm saying it was one.
Where were his friends?
He was getting his last super set in.
I got two more sets.
Yeah, I got two more sets. I'm going to meet you in the parking lot.
I'll see you at the hospital.
Yo, imagine I get jumped in the bathroom at LA Fitness and my homie come on. After I get jumped, I'm on the floor bleeding and you be like, yo, that set was crazy. That set was crazy. Where was you at when them niggas was playing hopscotch on my back?
I would have said truthfully, I just did deadlifts. I wouldn't have been much help.
Yeah, my arms.
Yo, I think about that a lot when I'm in the gym. Like after I do a crazy set, I'm like, I'm so vulnerable right now. You could knock me out so fucking easily. And I would have nothing to give.
Yeah. That's why I was fucked up to catch homie in the LA Fitness.
I'm so respectful in the gym.
That's fucked up. Why y'all catch
just
him?
In case.
Y'all caught him, and you know it was leg day because he had them little shorts on.
You know it's
leg day when you had them little shorts on. You want to see every striation, every motherfucking fiber in your leg when you're working out.
There's a funny ass video with him with a Montclair on doing the Stepmaster.
Like,
So it was leg day.
Oh, well, all right. Well, then take snitching out. You deserve to get knocked the fuck out if you got a Montclair while you're doing the Stairmaster. Yeah. Knock him out.
It's leg day, man.
Well, you know he was trying to sweat out the calories.
Put on the regular trash bag that everyone else uses. Yeah. Don't put on a Montclair.
A Montclair?
I'd wear a Montclair before the trash bag.
You know what I'm talking about, though. They're not really trash bags.
It's a little sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Mo and I were talking when this happened. Do we think this is fake? I know we're late to the party here, but we didn't record last week. So,
but I'm glad we didn't speak about it until other videos came out and different angles. At first, I thought it was fake. I was like, "Oh, here we go again." And that's the bad thing about being a troll is that people don't take you seriously.
Got to chase the viral moments,
right? So when I first heard about that, I said, "Okay, he's finding a way to get back in the algorithms. He's finding a way to get back, you know, doing interviews or whoever's going to sit down and talk with him." But after seeing these videos in different angles. Let me just say this.
They shattered his ribcage.
If he did set this up and lean into it the way he did, then this dude might need to get into acting.
Wait, hold on. You don't think 6ix9ine would take a real ass beating?
That's what I'm saying. Not to this.
Because I'm saying it could still be fake and he took a real ass whooping.
Not to this extent. Like he got put in the hospital.
He showed Jussie how to do it.
I was going to say, the sandwich didn't go Jussie, back.
Way more of a committed actor.
Yeah. That's what
I'm saying. No sandwich.
Yeah, right. Like Jussie was the actor.
Cameras worked.
And it was like, you know, but Jussie
he admitted it was black guys.
Jussie wasn't going to get put down into a coma. For his viral moment.
You know what I mean? Like, 6ix9ine got up.
Yeah, he got up, but he fell back down too.
My favorite part of the entire thing was not this actual video. It was when dude was like, "Nah, but I just let you know, like I'm a fan."
I'm a fan.
But you guys beat me up.
Yeah.
And the dude, he was like, "No, but it wasn't me. Like I was just recording."
It was this video.
Look at the fucking coat.
Yeah, he got his.
It's a sick fit.
But you know, it's fucked up. It's fucked
up. A lot of thigh for how you're covering the torso.
Now I don't know why these gentlemen in particular were beating him up. Maybe it's a personal thing and they know him in real life. I don't know.
Probably not.
But
yeah, I doubt it.
I only feel like it's fucked up that they beat him up because it's like he ain't no tough guy, man.
But he's been talking so much shit.
No, for sure. But why not just embarrass him? Like why not make him strip?
This is embarrassing.
There's the embarrassment.
Nah, but why not like make him strip in LA Fitness and walk out of there?
Because he was already half naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's take the embarrassment that, right there. The but that's what I'm saying.
Somebody like that, yo, strip and walk out of this LA Fitness butt naked. That's how you, to me, if you're a troll, that's what you do. You embarrass them and that type. You jumped him, but it's like, okay, I get it. You know, people have their feelings about this dude. So when they's like, when we see him, we're going to fuck him up. I get it. But why not just embarrass him?
I saw a lot of people saying these guys were after a viral moment too, and I don't see the problem in that. That's what Tekashi's been trying to do. So why can't anyone else then?
Man,
use
they were supposed
moment.
To strip Tekashi and make him run out of that LA Fitness with one ankle sock on.
That would be nuts.
Yeah,
just like one sock.
One sock.
Where's the other sock?
In the bathroom.
In his ass.
Put him in the bathroom. Oh. Yeah, it's in the bathroom. Why not? To me, that's how you get back at these trolls. Like you gotta embarrass them in a way. Like you know, you beat up guys. That's like,
I mean, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, but it's a different
this
type
is pretty
of
embarrassing. Ma,
his daughter said she's embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, but that getting poor jumped. Kid. Anybody could get jumped.
Where's the statement from his infant daughter?
Oh, wait, she's an infant.
She's like 5.
Oh, all right.
Still. Yeah, she can be
embarrassed. Where's the statement?
At 5, she can be embarrassed. But yeah, they were supposed to strip.
That's where she drew the line?
Yeah, his baby
now
mama.
Now she's embarrassed?
His baby mama said his daughter is embarrassed by the incident.
It's weird that now that's wouldn't forget
that's
it.
Where they draw the line.
I mean, either way, it's fucked up. I mean, I, you know.
No, it's not. I don't. Why is it fucked up?
No, I'm saying it's fucked up because he had a grapefruit on his forehead. Like, they really, like, whooped his ass.
Yeah. Cool.
Like, no, listen, he had it coming. He had it coming to him. But I just think that, you know, these trolls, like,
he's caught lacking.
You gotta make these trolls, you gotta embarrass them. Like, strip.
I think it's great. No one was killed. There was no guns. He got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good old amazing. Fashion
jumping. Y'all know I support violence. Bring back
this type of violence for someone that has been provoking and asking for it. I think it's fine. I mean, I don't want to see this kid die.
Yeah, bring back beating people up and not killing them.
Shit is great.
That's what I mean.
I hope these gentlemen don't go to jail. And I think it's going to be hilarious when Tekashi goes back on his press run. I think he's purposely being quiet.
He's already on his press
run. And he's going to start with, yo, I stood tall. No one went to jail.
10 toes.
10 toes.
You know he's going to yell it down.
He can't say he stood tall.
Yes, he did.
You were on your back like a turtle.
Okay.
You didn't stand anywhere.
But once he got up.
Got stood on.
Yeah, man.
That's
right. He stood tall.
Yeah,
he didn't press no charges.
I mean, I guess he had this. He had this coming to him.
He stuck to the code of LA Fitness.
It was only a matter of time before, I guess, people that wanted to put hands on him caught up to him, and obviously they caught up to him. So
I hope it happens again.
You said you hope it happens again.
Yeah, fuck him.
I mean, listen, I feel you. It is what it is. But
and you know it is.
I've got Dale. What's that guy named Dale?
Dale from Detroit.
Yeah, man. He put out a video showing what Tekashi should have did and how he should have handled himself in that situation.
He should have went like this.
Yeah, no. That the video of him running around when he said, you get a jump, this is what you do.
He looked like the line leader.
Dale, now listen, Dale, you know we love you. Like, a lot of that shit.
And we think your shit is real.
You know, a lot of that shit hurts for real, but this will get your head cracked, Dale. You can't just run around a bunch of dudes that's willing to jump because nobody's, they weren't even swinging it. Look, they're not even swinging.
It's ring around the rosy.
On a mat?
Yo, that shit gonna get somebody knocked the fuck out, man.
Tekashi would have ran into a urinal if he tried that.
Yeah, like, come on. He would have got his head split wide open doing some dumb shit like this. Like, this is not how people jump you. When people jumping you, they're not just pushing and moving their man out the way to say, no, let me hit him.
This just looks like he's trying to call timeout.
No,
like, no, wait.
Yo, chill. Do over.
That's hilarious.
But good for Tekashi. This gives him another reason to do a press run.
True.
Like, this is keeping him alive. That's why I think there is probably some fakeness to this entire thing.
Yeah,
and I could see him taking a full ass whooping for real.
I thought it was staged at first, but if it is,
I think it's staged.
He's a great actor.
Would you guys talk to him?
No, I think he just agreed to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, like, he doing this. You thought Jackie Chan was a great stunt guy. This dude went to the hospital for real.
Yeah.
Coma, I mean, and everything.
Take notes,
and
Jesse.
You know he's good at the internet. He's gonna get on there and be like, "Yo, but 21 Savage didn't do it." Like, he's gonna try to manipulate how we view this.
Would you guys talk to him?
No.
Who? The guy who beat him up.
Yeah, I talked to those gentlemen.
Yeah.
Those upstanding gentlemen.
Yeah, I talked to those great citizens of LA Fitness.
Let them wear their boots on Rory's carpet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not talking to that.
But they on the lam now. They can hide in my house.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody looking for them over here.
Wait, I didn't agree to it. That was a question.
Hey, Jonathan Majors, what you doing, man?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Bad transition.
Wow. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Tekashi.
No, I see, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just asking. I just want to know what Jonathan out there doing. I just want to know what he doing.
I don't know.
Listen, Creed 3 is over there. Yell cut. All right, you out here choking motherfuckers.
He's a method actor. He's a method actor.
Wait. No.
What? I'm just saying. He was accused of assault, correct?
He was arrested for domestic violence.
Oh, yeah. Come on, charged. John. What are you doing? What is he doing?
Choking his girlfriend, from what I understand.
Yeah, like, you, John, listen, man. They just let your black ass, and you a nigga. He got big nose, big lips. You a nigga. They just let your nigga ass into Hollywood, and then you out here choking white women? Nigga, you trying to be thrown into the motherfucking kingdom of never being heard from again.
Rory, do you feel the same way?
That's a nigga. Jonathan Majors is 100% nigga. That nose, those lips. Like, I'm a nigga. I can say it. He's a nigga.
Rory, do you feel like
that?
Yeah,
Rory, do you agree?
I just feel like, sure. Did he say what you were going to say?
Was 6ix9ine justified when he got on the stand?
I'm just saying.
Like, if you think about what he went through with the gang, listen, do you think he was justified?
Listen, Jonathan.
Would you rat?
Yeah.
Jonathan, listen, man. I'm rooting for you, man. I think that, you know, you got some good movies under your belt. Big movies, big budgets. They just let you into Hollywood. You know, The Harder They Fall, I love that. You know what I mean? I loved you in the Marvel movie. Love that. Creed 3 was dope. All right, now. You out here choking white women. Nigga, you be doing motherfucking stand-up plays on, not even on Broadway.
They said his Disney career is over. Yeah. That nigga gonna be in the next episode of BMF.
He gonna be on Tubi.
This
nigga headed to Tubi. Wow. I know when a nigga want to go to Tubi.
Don't
I can
do Tubi
see
like that.
Yeah, nigga, you in Marvel movies, the main character.
At least Freeform.
And you out here choking white women? And you ain't like, he ain't like a, you know, like Michael B. Jordan is like, he's nigga, but whoa. He ain't like
he's
the.
Definitely acceptable.
He's an acceptable nigga.
He's
whoa.
Nigga.
Jonathan Majors is.
Why are we doing this to Michael
Jonathan
Jordan?
Jonathan Majors don't even brush his hair, nigga. Like, he that type of nigga where he don't care. He embraces. Yeah, he embracing the natural look. You know what I mean? He ain't getting no nose job. He ain't mm-hmm. getting no veneers. Mm-hmm. He ain't brushing his hair. He not using mm-hmm. oils. He ain't
Rory,
doing
would you suggest
shit.
He
yeah,
does
Rory,
those
what
things?
Do you think about
you
that?
You think you should do those things?
I yeah. just feel like I get the other guys, but Shotty was so loyal to 6ix9ine.
Shotty stood tall, dude.
Like, yeah.
Shotty
was always
stood
around.
Tall. Love
and
Shotty.
Was doing what he could for Daniel. Like,
but
why did he have
Jonathan
to do that?
Majors, nigga. This nigga here, man. This nigga. I couldn't believe when I said, all right, y'all lying on Jonathan.
Johnny?
Y'all lying on him. He ain't choked no white woman. There's no way he choked a white woman.
Why didn't he get killed for dating white women the way Michael B. did?
Because, well, Michael B.
Are
is,
you projecting?
Michael B.
No,
is
I'm
like,
curious.
You know. Well, Michael B. is not
Julian
as,
B. is what he meant to say?
Yeah, Julian B.
That is, that.
That's how I laugh. I'm sorry.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey,
man.
I got two good eyes, all right?
Yo, loser. But Julian, that is a great question, though. Like, yeah. Why didn't, but I don't think that's funny. I don't think that people knew that Jonathan Majors' girlfriend was white, though. I don't think they knew that. That's
sorry.
The difference.
He was hiding her like Anne Frank.
Yeah, I don't think people
oh
knew.
Oh my God.
I don't think people knew that Jonathan Majors had a white girlfriend.
I had seen it on Twitter before, but
Jonathan, we love you. You look like you're on your way to being a really, really big actor. But you keep choking these white women, nigga, you going to be on Tubi tomorrow, nigga. I'm telling you now.
We're free for
they don't give a fuck. Your ass will be out of here. So hopefully, you know, this is just, you know, we don't know. We don't have enough information on the story yet.
The witness recanted her statement.
The witness, according to Jonathan's lawyers, the witness has recanted her allegations and her statement of him assaulting her. So, you know, hopefully this is something that was just, you know, an argument or something like that, that just went, you know, whatever. But nigga, Tubi is in your future.
Or Crackle.
I'm letting you know now, nigga. You keep choking these white women, nigga, because you ain't. They'll forget about you. They'll throw that whole Marvel series in the garbage. I'm telling you now.
They'll put you on the character. Reboot of the
oh,
game.
Oh, my God. They'll put you be in Belly 4, nigga. I'm telling you now. All right. Nah, because we got to say it before it happened. Because a lot of time we like to be reactive. We need to be more proactive. You know what I'm saying, Julian? Like, we need to start talking about shit before it happens. Like,
yeah, Julian.
Like, nigga, what is this, John? What is he doing? Like, you nigga. You can't get away from the fact that you a nigga. Like, those is nigga. Like, you know what I mean? He got the whole nigga kit. He's
think,
a nigga for real.
Not the nigga started.
I think Rory
he
feels
got
the
nigga
way.
Kit. He's a nigga. He knows, lips, ears, everything. Nigga, you a nigga.
The only thing I didn't understand was why 6ix9ine brought up Cardi B when he was on the stand, because she had nothing to do with the case.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Like, it was just weird that he said she was a gang member.
I'm trying to understand exactly how much that nigga had to drink. Well, he thought that, yo, I'm that dope. I'm that big in Hollywood where I could start choking these white women. Nigga, no, you cannot.
Gerard Carmichael's got a great joke about how much money.
Do you think he'd choke a white man?
To choke white. Well, at the time he was straight. To choke a white woman.
At the time he was straight.
Oh, Gerard?
Yeah. So he said, like, he was like, I feel like I'm at the point in my career now where I could open palm slap a white woman. And he goes, you know, I could be out by, say, Tuesday. He goes, I can't afford the closed fist yet.
Oh, a white woman?
Yeah.
Because he's gay? He think that he can get
well, this
there?
Is before the...
Gerard thought he could... Gerard, you would have been
he says it much better, but that's the gist of the joke is, how much money do you need to afford to hit a white woman?
A lot. And probably
Marvel
more than,
money.
Probably more than that.
Man, Denzel can't even hit a white woman. Y'all tripping.
Well, Denzel wouldn't.
Which white woman?
Yeah, which one?
All right.
Wait. You know what?
If he clocked Laura Ingram.
Which one is hilarious?
Like, if he clocked Laura Ingram, we would be like, all right.
Yeah.
Give him an Oscar.
Give him an Oscar is crazy.
Anyways.
Y'all remember when Denzel and X had that white lady sucking his toes?
Sorry, what?
Kissing his feet. Y'all remember that? When he was a pimp, when he was a Detroit rat.
Oh, yeah, in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
I knew he was going to get an Oscar just over that. I said, well, that nigga on the big screen with a white woman. I said, this nigga did sounds yeah. crazy. He made it. This nigga's crazy. Jonathan, your ass will be in the reboot of fucking he got what stomped the yard. It would be stomp. He got stomped the garden. Yard. You being stomped the garden, you choking another white woman out here, nigga. I'm telling you,
stomp the yard alumni. Oh edition. My
nigga, you going? I'm telling you, y'all think I'm joking? They can't wait to get that nigga out. What out of Hollywood? You just got in. He just got in. Creed 3 was the biggest selling opening movie of the year, the last however many, whatever. Great, great numbers, man. You out here celebrating by choking white women? Nigga, you done lost your mind.
I just wish Mel Matrix knew that the phone was tapped.
Listen, man, we're going to finish this conversation on Patreon.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, man, because we got to talk about these niggas losing their mind out here, man. I'm going to start being...
This must be one of those Patreons.
Minority
y'all again. Yeah. No, we want you to speak for the white
Rory's
women.
House.
Yeah, no, we want...
Come on, Rory. Rory, go to your room.
No, I have to fold laundry.
Rory, go to your room.
No, we want you to speak for the white women. We're gonna have you speak.
There you go.
Yeah, let Rory speak for all the white women out here and how they feel and how you feel about black men choking your white queens.
Mm.
I think it's just so funny that Rory.
I have to go see him.
Yeah. You got. Actually, you should go see Jonathan. You should sit down with Jonathan and say, "Hey, man, you know, what's wrong?"
At LA Fitness.
Yeah, go talk to Jonathan because he's at LA Fitness. Yeah, man.
It's a good time to wrap up.
Yeah, I think
yeah. So. Let's go to Patreon.
Yeah.
Are we going to Patreon?
We're going to Patreon. I would love to go to Patreon.
Well, yeah. Let's go to Patreon.
I would just love for you to wrap this up.
Tony. They announced a tour.
Can't wait.
I don't know how many of y'all saw that.
I did.
I was excited about that. I was like, "Damn, Tony. Y'all might be too young to really know about Tony. But that was exciting for me. I like to see groups like that go on tour. It was somebody else that announced a tour, and I can't remember right now. Great. Either way. We'll finish this conversation on Patreon. Any plans for the rest of the week, Rory? What are you getting into?
I'm chilling. I just want to end this conversation so badly.
What conversation? We're ending the episode.
I'm messing with you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to y'all soon. Everybody is scared now because I said nigga 72 times.
No, okay.
But that nigga's going crazy. talk to y'all soon. Y'all have a safe week.
He's touching his toes.
Be blessed.
So nervous.
Be safe. I'm that nigga. He's just genuine.
No, I'm not. I'm not anything.
Peace.
No, Rory, I'm not.